Target has been a major U.S. retailer going back to the 1960s. That first location in Roseville, Minnesota was opened by a company called Dayton that was already a well-established owner of higher-end department stores. But that lower-priced discount concept combined with the unique marketing proved to be so successful over the following decades that it slowly became their main focus. In the early 2000s, they renamed the company Target Corporation shortly before opening their 1,000th location. Today, it is ranked among the top 10 retailers in the country, with over $100 billion in sales coming from almost 2,000 locations that are spread across every U.S. state. Clearly, it is still a massive company that continues to have an impact on many of our lives. However, looking back on over 60 years of history, I would say that this past decade has been the most eventful and probably the most concerning. After reaching its peak valuation in 2021, shares of Target stock have lost over 65% of their value, representing almost $90 billion, and showing that investors have lost a lot of confidence. Keep in mind that this is during a period where most of the stock market has been rising. Their biggest rival, Walmart, for example, has just about doubled in value over that time. So far in 2025, Target has been among the 20 worst performing stocks in the S&P 500, losing over a third of its value since the year started. Part of this stems from the fact that sales have been mostly unchanged over the past few years. In fact, 2023 marked their first comparable sales decline compared to the previous year, going all the way back to 2016. Most recently, they announced that they would be laying off 1,800 corporate employees, representing 8% of their corporate workforce. I can continue on showing signs of struggle, including their CEO of over a decade resigning, and their incoming CEO recognizing that they are not realizing their full potential. But I think most people are in agreement that Target is in a bit of a panic, maybe for the first time ever, so I think it would be interesting to take a closer look at what has been happening by outlining what I believe to be four of the biggest factors behind their recent struggles. Starting off with leadership, and I realize that the success or failure of almost any company could be traced back to the people in charge of it, but this has been kind of a unique situation. In 2013, Target was having a lot of issues, including rising competition from online retailers, a failing expansion effort into Canada, and a massive data breach right at the holiday season that leaked the credit card information of 40 million customers. All of that sparked a leadership change where Brian Cornell was hired as the company's new CEO, and for a while, he was receiving a lot of praise. The center of his plan was to invest billions of dollars into remodeling locations, starting private labels, and building an inventory system where the stores themselves would essentially function as warehouses to fulfill online orders. It was a controversial plan that reinforced their commitment to physical locations, and it quickly started paying off. Just every year, it seemed like something massive was happening. In 2018, the opening of their new location in Vermont meant that they were officially operating in all 50 states. In 2019, CNN named him Business CEO of the Year. In 2020, Target was actually helped by the pandemic, particularly from people buying items for their homes since they were spending so much time there. In 2021, the company surpassed $100 billion in sales for the first time ever, the same year as their peak stock market valuation that partially motivated me to make a video about how successful they were. So I recommend that video if you want to hear more about the positives from before these recent struggles. In 2022, Target even ended their policy, saying that their CEO had to retire at 65 years old so that 63-year-old Brian Cornell could sign a 3-year extension to his contract. Well, obviously, those have not been the best 3 years, considering some of those strategies that backfired, along with other questionable decisions that I will talk about more as I go through the list. But many people have expressed the opinion that he should be replaced with someone from outside the company, which I think makes enough sense, somebody with fresh ideas that was not involved in all the recent decisions that brought them into this panic. Well, his replacement was announced to be Michael Fiddelke, who has served as the chief operating officer, chief financial officer, and actually started as an intern with the company over 20 years ago. Pretty much somebody that could not not be less from outside the company. The stock price fell the day of the announcement, reflecting the fact that investors do not have much faith that he can reverse these trends. And to be clear, I'm not saying that the company is doomed with him in charge, only time will tell, but there's been a lot of doubt surrounding Target's leadership lately. Next up on my list is going to be discretionary products, meaning non-essential items that people are more likely to buy when they have more money to spend. Well, over the past few years, you probably see where this is going, economic factors like inflation and interest rates have led to lower discretionary spending, which has been an issue for stores like Target that continue to rely pretty heavily on it. Walmart opened their first supercenter in 1988 that included an expanded grocery section, and 7 years later, Target followed their lead when they opened their first Super Target. Over the past 30 years, Target has slowly built up their grocery sales to account for almost a quarter of their business, but Walmart has been way more aggressive with it, currently accounting for about 60% of their business. Since people tend to continue buying groceries even when money is tight, you can understand how Target has been comparatively more affected by inflation. I also want to mention that recent tariffs have been a similar factor complicating things, considering Target typically imports a higher percentage of their merchandise from foreign countries compared to Walmart. And a lot of that difference is attributed to the fact that groceries tend to be sourced domestically. So to summarize here, Target customers spend a lot of money at the store that they do not need to be spending, and that has proved to be an issue in the current economy. Next up on the list would be DEI initiatives, which stands for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. Right away, I want to recognize that this can be an extremely touchy subject, so I'm going to try to be sensitive without going into too many details here. In 2020, George Floyd was murdered in Minneapolis, which happens to be the location of Target's headquarters. Brian Cornell said that the event motivated him to start these DEI initiatives because it could have been one of his Target team members. And these were along the lines of setting hiring goals for minority employees and carrying more products from minority-owned businesses, including a promise to spend more than $2 billion on black-owned businesses by 2025. Well, in early 2025, Target announced that they would be ending most of these initiatives. It was only a few days after Donald Trump was sworn in as president, and very likely a response to his policies against similar programs. But then, Target was met with massive backlash for their decision, including an organized boycott that is still ongoing. Target has recognized that the decision has hurt their sales, and even two of the daughters of the co-founder of the company have come out against the decision, saying that they were shocked and dismayed by it. I want to be clear that other major companies, including Walmart, have ended similar initiatives without receiving nearly as much backlash. And I would guess that smaller response is likely because Target has a much more left-leaning customer base and seem to be more vocal and passionate about these efforts in the first place. I also want to mention that there was some controversy back in 2023 concerning the LGBTQ-themed merchandise that they were selling during Pride Month. It was controversial to begin with, considering there were concerns about employee safety, partially fueled by this false rumor going around on social media that they were marketing these bathing suits designed for transgender people toward children. Ultimately, they got rid of most of these displays, and as you can imagine, that upset a lot of people. Again, these are sensitive and divisive issues that they might be better off avoiding altogether, especially if they are not going to take a clear stance on them. To me anyway, it feels like they are trying to make everybody happy, but then upsetting everyone in the process. For my final reason behind their recent troubles, I'm going to be a little more general and group together a few concerns by talking about the customer experience, which is a little surprising to me. For as long as I can remember, Target has always had such a great reputation for being a fun place to shop and discover stuff. I mean, people affectionately refer to it as Target because it can feel kind of fancy for a discount store. But lately, people have been questioning if it still lives up to that French-sounding pronunciation. Of course, it is all a matter of opinion, so please let me know if you have noticed any differences in your shopping experiences lately, but just to mention a few of the more common concerns, some people have complained about the merchandise not being as trendy or attractive as it used to be, possibly due to a greater focus on private label brands and some inventory issues following the pandemic when people shifted their spending habits. Some of the recent attempts to address this issue include partnerships with Kate Spade and Champion, both of which seem to be attracting customers, but then something that could potentially make the situation worse would be their partnership with Ulta ending in August of 2026. Those two started working together to establish these tiny Ulta stores within Target stores, similar to what Kohl's has been doing with Sephora during their peak peak year in 2021 and have attracted a lot of customers into the store from it. But they have officially announced that they will not be renewing their contract, so that could potentially hurt sales moving forward. Other common complaints include messy stores or even unpleasant employees, both of which could be attributed to that plan where the store started functioning as fulfillment hubs for the online orders. Today, 96% of orders are filled at the stores instead of warehouses, as opposed to Walmart, where it is more like half and half. So, you know, Target employees are too busy filling orders instead of stocking shelves, helping the customers, or keeping the stores clean. However, lately they have been experimenting and trying to figure out which stores are better built to fill these online orders, with the goal of elevating the guest experience. So if all goes according to plan, they will be able to fill these orders without sacrificing cleanliness or availability within the stores. At the very least, it seems like they are aware of these customer complaints and are taking steps to address them. Let me know in the comments, what do you think about Target, and how has your opinion changed over the past 5 or even 10 years? And maybe more importantly, what do you see for the future? With the new CEO and some of the recent changes, it feels like an important time for them, where things can either start to make a recovery or continue to fall beyond repair. I think the core of the issue here is that Target is not as well liked as it used to be, and is giving customers more reason to switch over to one of the competitors. So I guess I should ask, what do they need to do to fix their reputation and start that recovery? And finally, do you agree with my reasons behind their struggles, or do you think something should be added or subtracted from the list? And any other thoughts you have about Target, leave them in the comments. I'd like to hear what you have to say. Thank you for watching.